Traditions can have several meanings for several people, such as one local homecoming tradition, which just hit the 40-year mark here in Emporia, the Phi Delta Theta Fraternity pole sit. For current Phi Delta president, Tristan Fell, the tradition is an important piece of fabric that's woven into the identity of their fraternity.
It is the best thing we do. We get to raise a bunch of money for a good cause. It brings everyone together, and it brings new guys in. It would take both of my hands to count how many people have joined our chapter because they saw PoleSit and they saw the effort and love put into it.
For Phi Delta alum Roger Heineken, the PoleSit is a vehicle that enhances the natural philanthropic spirit of their members.
Many of our guys that join today are coming here because they want to find a mechanism or a way to reach out and help people. It brings people that want to help and reinforces their desire to continue to do that.
And for SLS Executive Director Mickey Edwards, the PoleSit is a crucial resource that helps provide needed funding for them to serve the community.
Because we are so heavily grant funded, we really rely very strongly on the funds that are raised by third-party agencies, third-party community groups like the Phi Delts. We couldn't do a lot of what we do if we didn't have those funds.
The PoleSit was first introduced back in the mid to late 70s, according to Heineken, and has supported SOS and its services for victims of sexual and domestic violence, child abuse, and neglect for all but one of the last four decades. With Edwards saying she believes that support illustrates how domestic violence really is an issue that impacts everyone in some way.
Whether they know it or not, and many of them do. It may not be that they've accessed services themselves in Emporia or their family may not have, but it certainly is a universal issue. And we're, again, just really grateful that they help to talk about this issue, and they're not afraid to do that.
Thus far, the fundraiser has generated just under $14,000 this year, topping the prior year's record of just over $12,000, with Fell saying that smashing records has become somewhat of a tradition within the tradition in recent years.
A big reason that we keep kind of smashing these records is because our chapter was uninstalled around 2016. 2022, we explode, we come back, we have all these new divisions and people working, and we're able to put more work into it than we ever did before.
Fundraising will continue through Monday, and if you'd like to contribute, you can do so by contacting SOS or Phi Delta Theta. For Feel Good Friday, I'm Tegan Trahoon. Thanks for listening.